or kli sharis. Kli resh is kli ma. He did not have to use a kli sharis. Or kli asheira shei shekriv. The kli asheira b'yoyse shoyim mishamish l'asheira. Shimish l'sham. The same kelim that his father used the shem of Avodah Zarah, their gidim was using l'shem Hashem. So usually it's also elamai. There was a special letter over there. And v'yatzi asheira, they used the wood of the asheira. Or muksa v'nevad, that the animal was both. It was both a muksa and it was a nevad. And still we use it for korban. So the kids are from that pasuk, we can't learn out. All right, we'll stop here. So Nafchov Tesi Amar Aleph. So the Gemara says over there, this last case by Gidoin was a special chiddush. What had happened over there, you can't bring any proofs from that case altogether, because over there, first of all, the Gemara says it was chutz, it was a shchut chutz, it was balayla, it was done by a zar. And on top of the Gemara says here, it was done with a kli sharis. Also, he really had no right to do it. Rashi's kolema shleimipket shleihutz, he did not have to use the kli sharis, even though usually a regular korban needs a kli sharis. So that was a special case over there. Then also the Yatzi Asher, he used Yatzi Asher, that's also to use usually Muksa, the animal was Muksa, usually don't bring for Korban, for Neva. So I guess from that place of giving, you can't bring any proofs. Nothing more says, Omer Rav Tuvia Bamasna, Omer Rav Yashia, Minayin Lemuksa Minatera. How do we know to say this halacha, that if you set aside an animal, it's also for Korban? How do we know Muksa is also Minatera? So Rashi says, the Havimin over here was Kasagadaita of Tokikoma. Minayin Shechai Vodum Lahak says Karbon Lashemayim. His Havimin was that the Master meant to say, how do we know that before you bring a Korbin, first you have to set it aside to Hashem, like to prepare it to Hashem before you bring it? That was the question. How do you know that? So we answer back Shinema, the Postic says, the Gemara says, Tishmuru Lahakrav Liba Mayadoi. Means they watch it first. That Kol Shoysin Loi. Shimmer, that anything you do to a Kodesh Baruch Hu, any korban you bring, you have to be shomer, you have to watch it first. There's such a mitzvah before you bring a korban, it has to be watched, l'shem Hashem korban. Mr. Gemara says it's not true. Maskev lo abaya, abaya asks the question back. Elo meyativ so, is Isis imra, let's say you bring a lamb, tetsuma, a starving one, Rashi says. Imra tetsuma means keves rov, you bring a hungry, a lamb. And you didn't watch it before l'shem the korban. So this is the first time you're bringing it now. Is hochi namid lechoz l'akrovi? You want to tell me that you can't bring it for korban? Like we never heard that before. So that's not the pshat that say an animal before you bring it for korban, you have to first watch it like l'shem mitzvah shimur l'shem korban. There's no such halacha. So the Moshe Nechanami omalei. I know what I meant to say was like this. Tishmru l'hakrov liba moyadoi kamina. Meaning to say that a korban you bring to Hashem has to have been only if you did watch it l'shem Hashem. Meaning to say the deek is li for loyli yodin acher, and not if you set aside this animal once a muksa for a different odin. V'yezeil acher, what's called an acher, somebody else shemakriv and loy have yoy mezu avros kachovim. Means if you set aside an animal first to worship at avodah zarah with it, so such an animal later you cannot use for korban. So this is another mocker to say that muksa, an animal that was once set aside to be worshipped for Shem of Adizaram, even though they didn't worship it yet, still it's awesome to be used for a korban. That's the possible of Tishmu Lakrav Li, that a korban that you bring should only be watched l'mi and not for somebody else, not for Shem of Adizaram. Omar Rav, the Gemara says, Omar Rav Bar Ravada, Omar Rav Yitzchok, Ein muksa also, not that we say if you set aside an animal that eventually you plan to worship it, it's also right now to be brought for korban, elad sheyavdu, until you do some work in it, showing that you mean to use the Shem Avodah Zarah. That's where Rashi's first lashon is. Rashi's second lashon is vakir. It's only also up until you do a work with it. But once you do some type of work, that shows that you don't plan to use it for korban anymore, l'shem Avodah Zarah. Therefore, the issa muksa goes off. There's only an issa muksa, calls the man you plan to use it for an Avodah Zarah. But if you do work with it, it shows you don't plan to use it yet anymore for an avodah zara, then it doesn't become us. Then the issa goes off. That's Rashi's second lashon. Ula Omar Rabbi Yechanan Achim Seru LeKarmi Avros Kachavim. Until you give it over to the galochim, to the Karmi avodah zara. So Rashi says that means liachila. That means if you first set aside the animal to worship it, so it has a nisa muksa. The yisa muksa remains on it until you plan like not to use it. What does that mean? That you plan to, and you gave it over now to the galochim that they should use it for their own food. So since you gave it to them teat, that shows you don't plan to bring it for korban anymore. L'shem avodah zara. Therefore, the yisa muksa goes off. Now beiha at the shem of a chacham. Beya Amr Rabbi Yechanan, he says over the name of Rabbi Yechanan, so it's Beya Amr Rabbi Yechanan, Achi Yechlu Kashini Avarat Kechavim. Same type of a svara, that the Issa Muksa goes off once you feed it. Kashini means food of Avodah Zarah, Rashi says, Shemafat Menoisai, that you're stuffing it and fattening it. What's the purpose? The Sorach HaKaimrim, that you want again the Galochim, the workers there, that they should be able to have good food to eat. If so, then you don't have das to bring it for korban anymore. So then the yisa muksa goes off. Let's all come out the same shita, that if you first set it aside to worship it, so it has an yisa muksa, can be brought for korban. That's only calls in mind you didn't set it aside for something else. But once you did something to it to show you don't plan to worship it anymore, then the yisa muksa goes off. Oma le Reb Abba lebeyo. So Abba said back to lebeyo. Maflegisu osan ula. Like, do you argue on ula or not? Are you arguing on ula? Ula before said, Ula said, he said, till you give it over to the kerma of the chavim. And the Bey is saying even more than that, till you feed it kashina, you feed it the food, animal food of Avodah Zarah. So are you arguing or not on Ula? She said back, no, Omalei Loi, Ula Nami, Ki Kamahu, Tishofle Kashina Vazakovim. It's both the same Shita. That Muksa is also until you do something to it to show you don't plan to worship it anymore. So once you go to feed it, this Kashina, this animal food, in order to fatten it up, and that shows that you plan to give it to the Kermit, to the Galochim, therefore it's not also. Omalei Reb Abba. Yoda Baho Lishnuyim Shmaitato. So Amalar Rabbah is like this, that Yadei Beyin, this Beyin knows Lishnuyim Shmaitato, how to answer the Lachis, like he's saying a good pshat here. And he said, like a shrach upon him, that Viloid the Solak Hosm wouldn't be for the fact that he went up to Eretz Yisrael, Lehevi Yoda. He wouldn't have known how to learn so well. Because originally he lived in Bavel, but then he went up to learn in Eretz Yisrael. And he says, the Eretz Yisrael Gormalei. It was the schus of Eretz Yisrael that caused him to be such a big Talmud Chacham. Omale Rabbi Yitzchak, Rabbi Yitzchak is like this. Beyo Mikana Mikan Hevi. They really was from both places. He was from Babel and from Eretz Yisrael, both places. The Toni Rabbi Chananya Tritoi. Something got the word Dalit, it just be Toni, new Gemara now. Toni Rab Chananya Tartio Kaimit Rabbi Yechanan. Learn this in front of Rabbi Yechanan. That Ein Muksa also. When you set aside an animal, like you plan to worship it, so just the Dibur alone, it doesn't become Osa. You have to do a Maisa, you have to do something to show that you really plan to worship it. So you have to do a Maisa to give it an Issa Muksa. And the Mara says, he said, and then he explained it, my Maisa, what type of an action do you have to do? Achi Yigzois, either you have to shear it off, like you do in Maisa, shearing off the wool, as if to say, from now on, like I'm going to set it aside to worship it, eventually. Or else for Yavdubah, you have to do some type of a work with it to show that you plan to use it for an Avodah Zarah. The Rashi before said it means to say that you put it on a crane that you want to move the wagon, which you're doing with the Shem Avodah Zarah. If you want to move the wagon towards the Avodah Zarah, so when you make this animal do that, that shows that you plan to use this animal for an Avodah Zarah. So then, when you do an action to it, that's when it's called the Yisa Muksa. Now it says, Ezel Neved. The Mishnah says another Issa that once you worship the animal, so it becomes also for korban, you can't use it anymore. Yeah, but since the animal is a Baal Chai, it's alive, it's not chala nisr on the animal itself, like it's still muta bachilu, the Mishnah says. You're allowed to eat it. The head, you could eat it. It's only a nisr l'gvoy, you can't bring it for korban. So Mor says, Minuhan Emili, how do we know this, that for regular Yisroel, you're allowed to eat it? The mutarim bachilu lehedyit. Somewhere Papa says, the Yomakro, there's a posuk in Yecheskel that says, Mimashki Yisroel. Means any type of a korban that you bring on the Mizbeach has to be something that's fit for a regular Yisroel to eat it. So we darshu min amutal Yisroel. So now it's like this. This is the posuk in Yecheskel. Now, vi sagadayetech asir lehedyit, if you think that a neved, once you worship an animal, the animal becomes also bachilu to regular Yisrael. It's a lomali kro. Mimatino migvoya. What do I have to have a pasuk to say? It's not fit to be brought for korban. Pshita. That since it's not fit for a Jew to eat, it's not fit to be brought by korban. But since I need a special pasuk to say that it can't be brought for korban, that's a right to say that's muta bachilu. So really, Tay speaks out to you. A tema. Teichi tasted. How do I know it's also to lehedyit eat? Do I feel legvoya lemisum? Ilav hani kroy dliyel lehedyit meichi taste liyesa. Like what's the hadamin here? It's only also after you have the psukim. Before the pasuk, it wouldn't be also. But after this pasuk, maybe this pasuk tells us it's even also bachil for Yisrael also. The Torah ends up that yeshleim adochi kama. He, if you would think that you gamrinan isa lehedyit mikro. The Sheminim and the Yisra Gvoya, so why does the Torah have to write the Yisra? By Kabbalah, the Torah should have wrote the Yisra someplace else. If the Torah really meant to say that it's also Bachila, the Torah should have stam said, not in the parish of Kabbalah, but an animal that was worshipped, the Shema Vaidazar, the Torah should have said it's also Bachila. Since the Torah says this Yisra only by Avoidah, its mashmah is only an Yisra Gvoya, you use it for Korban, but Lachila it's Mutah. Nothing more says. The chol heicha, the asir lehed, anytime something's not fit for Yisrael to eat, you want to tell me it's not fit for korban, and you don't need a pasuk for that, leboi kroh, if so vor treifa. You have an animal that's a treifa. So the leg came off. The asir lehed, a regular Jew cannot eat it, it's a treifa. Still, umiyata kroh migvoya, we had before, the special umiyata kroh, you can't bring a treifa for korban. The time you learned, kishuwaimen min abok, when the pasuk says min abok alamato, Shein Tam Lev, like an extra pasuk, we don't need it. Ella, the reason why it says it, Loitias a treifa tells that you can't use an animal as a treifa for a korban. You see, you need a special pasuk to say a treifa is no good. The question is why? It's not called Mimashki Yisrael, you're not allowed to eat it, so the korb shita shouldn't be good for a korban. Samara says, no, I'll tell you to Litzvach. We need a pasuk here. Because otherwise, Fakotatech Aminach, I would have thought to say, Hanin Mili, when is there a concern for Mashki Yisrael? The nitra for where first the animal was a treif, it was also to eat. And then biyachakach niskacha, then you were mekadosh it. So therefore we say, b'shas kedusha wasn't fit to be eaten, so it's never chal kedusha sakrovam, you can't bring it for korban. Abba, what's going to be, niskacha, first you were mekadosh this animal, you gave it a kedusha saguf, and then later biyachakach nitrafa, then later became a treifa. Eva, I would have thought to say that the shtar legvoya, maybe that is no mias from a mashki Yisrael. Maybe this tray for now is still fit for korban. Since lechatchilu the kedusha was chal, maybe it's still fit. So kamashman this pasuk here min abaka to say no. If lemaisa right now the animal is a tray for it can't be brought for korban. So Mor still asks for yomahokanaf. We learn that from this pasuk, but for yomahokanaf there's another pasuk that teaches us this. The pasuk says by maisa behema that kol hashayav rotachas hashevet, any animal that could walk through the shevet when you count them. So we darshan prat latreif v'shen averus, prat for an animal that has its leg cut off that can't walk, so that can't be ma'aseh behema, that can't be fit for korban. So we have another pasuk to say that a treif is not fit for korban. So what do you have to have three pasukim for? So Mor says yes, ha'hu nam yitzuk, we need the third pasuk also, because otherwise sakot antchem, I would have thought to say with the first two pasukim mamashki yisrael of the min habakam, hani mili, when those pasukim apply, hechad deloy hoysel l'shas hakosha. What does that mean to say? The nol the treifa mimei ima. Only when the animal was born a treifa from its mother. If it was born a treifa, then it was not fit. That's not fit for korban. Avol heich odois l'shas hakosher. But the animal first was fit to be brought for korban. And v'yotas li'avroilam. It was like born, and it wasn't a treifa yet. V'yachakach nitrifo, that later became a treifa, eimet ishtero l'gvoya. Maybe that time it was mutal l'gvoya. Hinechanami, maybe this animal should be mutter l'gvoya. If it was born healthy and then later became a treifa, maybe that's not a chsaron altogether. Is kamashulon? Yes. Even though the animal was once fit, so what? The goalpost of the way it is right now. If right now it's not fit, it's a treifim, that's a mita kru, it's not fit for a korban. So kids, you need taka three psukim to remind. The mashki yisrog, mina bokor, and this trashi here, kolashi yavatach as a shevet. Now the Mishnah says, v'yezeyu esnan, what's called an esnan, that they can't use this animal for a korban, that means the pay that you give to a zayna, goes like this. Ha'imul a zayna, if a yisrog says to a zayna, Hoylech tleze, take this lamb, bischorcha for your pay, and then he lives with her. So that tle is also to be used for a korban. Afilu rein kuf, even if he gives her 100 tloyim, is kulam asurim, they're all also to use for a korban. Vechein, the same thing, hoylech avera, somebody says to his friend, Hoylech tleze, I'll pay you this tle, I'm giving you this tle, vetolet shivchasech leitzel avdi. And let your shivcha live with my eved ivri. So what's going to be in a case like this? So someone now grabs the word v'chein. Some just stam. There's a new case in the Mishnah now. What's going to be stam? Somebody says to his friend, he says, I'll give you this tzler. I'm not that you can let your shivcha kananis live with my eved ivri. So question, Reb Meir, Omer Meir says, Eino esnan. That's not called an esnan. Because she's not also to a Nevin Ivri. A Nevin Ivri is not to live with a Shivcha. The Chum say, no, Esnan. Yes, it has a Nissa. So the thing the Gemara says, the Machlekes is, when you have a Nevin Ivri that does not have his own wife, that the Torah says, the master does not give his Nevin Ivri a Shivcha, that's only if he was married before. But in Begapa Yotzev, a Nevin Ivri comes in alone, he's not allowed to give him a Shivcha. So if the master gives him a Shivcha, that's a Machlekes. Is that called an Erva, a Nissa Esnan? Or maybe not. Time he shouldn't have done it, but on this esnan it's not cool. That's the machlokes. The other Gemara says, "Amma, what we just say in the Mishnah? V'yafilu hein meya. Even if you give the zayna 100 tloyim, kulan asurim. They're all lost, so they have nisr esnan. So, what's the case talking about? Ilayim, if you want to tell me, ilayim of the shakleim agro meya behemis that you made up with the zayna that you'll pay your 100 behemis to let her live with you." So the Marpshita, the Kuli Asiri, of course they're all also. Mali Chad, Mali Mei, what's the difference? You made up the price to pay a one, a pair, 100. That's the pay for this Nus. So Pshita, that has the Yis, the rest man Zoyna. So as Losricha, the Kiddush of the Mishnah is like this, that really the Shakra Agro Choda. First, she made up, if you give me one Tle, I'll live with you. So really, your pay was supposed to only be one. And then later, Lameisa, when he went to pay her, for Yoiv Lameya, that he gave her 100, like on his own, he gave her 100. That's the Chiddush, to Kula Mikoyach Esna Kosi. Lameisa, why is he giving her 100? Because of the Bia, because of the Znus. So even though we didn't have to, but now that he gives her the 100, it's considered all being paid for the Znus, they're all called an Esna Zoyna. Tanur Rabban, what like this? No San Lo, let's say the man gives the Zoyna the Tlem, for Loi Bo'ale, but the man does not live with her. Or else, let's say Bo'ale, the man lives with her, he does not give her the animal, is mutter. So then the animal has no wish, esnan, you're allowed to bring it for carbon. So one says, let's see, what are you talking about? Nosan lo, if he gave it to her, fuloi bolen, he didn't live with her, for the Gemara, esnena, korosle, like pshita, that's not called a present, that's not called pay for this nus, you didn't live with her. So what do you have to tell me, it's mutter, pshita, it's mutter. Vesu, secondly, what did you say? Bolen, if the man lives with her, and he does not give her any animal, so it's not also. For the Gemara, my yoivlo, what did he give her? There's no animal here. It's mutta. Then what are you talking about? If he didn't give her an animal, so there's nothing to talk about. There's no animal here to say that it should be mutta, should be also. So what does the Braisa mean to say? So Mar says true. El the Hokikatoni. This is what the Braisa means to say. Hokikatoni. No son law. Let's say the man gives the zayna an animal. And then biyachakach bole, and then lady lives with her. So that's the chiddush that since Peshas he lived with her. And then we'll say he gave the animal first, then lived with her. Or else boleh, first he lived with her. Biyachakach nosan lo, and then later he gives her the tle. Is it nena muta? In both these two cases, the tle is muta. That's the chiddush of the Braisa. Even though he lived with her, but if he gave it to her either before this nus, or he gave it to her after this nus, then the Yesnan is Mutter. It's only Yosef Yepeya Bishas you live with her. Furthermore, why? In the case where, let's say, you gave it to her first, and then later you live with her. So Bishas you live with her, you have this nus, if she still has the animal, so it should be Chal now, and this Yesnan on it. Why is it Mutter? So what do you say, if you gave it to a person, then he has nus, it's mutter, why? Now that you live with her, and this is the pay, she has the pay, so she'll be chal b'nesman on it now. So when it's true, Omer Rav Lozer says the case he's talking about,